Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Hey, ho, ho! Welcome to the Triple M Rush Hour. This is your Friday wonderful edition. We are global. We are all around the country. And I can't wait to get through the next hour or so with my boys on this magnificent Rush Hour.
Woo-hoo! Oh, Jazz.
Doesn't he just lift everyone when he does it like that?
The Redbacks got done yesterday, Adelaide Oval. We popped down there for a little bit of a look, and Greg Blewett was just flirting around his venue.
Strutting around.
We'll talk about that shortly. The Adelaide 36ers, they're in crisis. Lost again. Three in a row. Questions have got to be answered about their coaching staff and their recruitment of overseas players. They are on the nose. Port v Crows in the trial game tomorrow down at South Adelaide. Sold out, gentlemen. Sold out. And Port Adelaide Magpies defeated the Panthers in a trial game last night by 12 points. And North Adelaide and the Mighty Roosters had their little hit out there at, I can't remember where that venue was, but anyway.
Prospect, probably.
Hello to you, Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett. It's a big day for our boy Bernie Vince, as tomorrow is the big grand final at Stansbury.
Yes, we just need to massage him through this evening, Jars, and just get him right, get him cherry right.
Give
for
him
tomorrow
some advice,
morning.
Gregory. Been there. You've been at the top of the mountain.
Yes,
and came down quick.
Well, I thought we started off well yesterday because we went down to the Redbacks game, didn't we? We're not going to talk about that because the boys are very disappointing. But Bernie, tomorrow.
Here we go.
You've played in big games, Bern. It's just another game.
It's
okay to be nervous. Yep. Absolutely okay to be nervous. And when you're feeling the pinch, just know that the opposition are feeling it just as much, if not more. Play your way.
Yes.
Play your way, Bernie. Don't feel like you're carrying the can too much.
Blue.
Just play your way.
Lovely.
I'm getting emotional here. Now, this is the best thing he's ever said about
this me. This is the fifth year you're playing against the...
Millington. He can't say Millington
Cricket Club.
He puts a G in there.
It's like Port v Port Magpies v Nord, Carlton v Collingwood.
Yes,
Tyson v Jarman. Those type of rivalries.
Who's Tyson?
Mike Tyson.
Do you like each other?
No.
Is that
This is good.
Is it a bit of a?
Millington's a bit bigger town. We all went to school in Millington.
Okay.
Couldn't wait to get out of there. To be honest.
Gregory, he's put one across. This is great.
I'll tell you what I did.
Now, we're playing at Stansbury. Venue's going to be capacity tomorrow, isn't it, from what we're hearing?
Yes. No, there'll be cars right around the oval. Right. All the opposition clubs come and watch.
Yeah.
They'll be barracking for Millington, I would have thought.
Okay.
No one really likes
you're not
us
much,
anymore.
They don't really rate you up there, do they? A lot of the towns out that way.
You don't like someone that's been there as many times
18,
as we had.
This is your 18th appearance.
Yeah. Mm. So that's fair enough. We went through the same thing. We didn't like teams that were good when we were younger.
Anyway. The president of the Stansbury Cricket Club got some intel this morning, Gregory.
Did you?
He got home very late last night and was very, very boisterous. Now, this is the president of the Stansbury Cricket Club.
Not far out from the GF.
Well, this is what worries me. It's what worries me. Farmer Tim Vince.
May have peaked a little early, hearing, eh?
Well, this is the intel I got this morning.
He does do different things when he's got a crowd, and apparently they had the biggest turnout they've had at cricket training ever
last night.
So that's what I was going to say. Last game or last training session, they would have stayed around, had a couple
very
of
Very entertaining. The boys described it as entertaining, but I've seen and heard it all before.
But you're not surprised with that intel?
It's the same stories, but, it's what ended up being about 15% of it's true.
Right.
It just sort of works its way down, 90, 80, 70.
A lot of layers.
Well, he's got the same crowd.
Yeah,
He just has to add sort of things to make it, entertaining. But it is funny. I write things down, so I remember for the next time he tells it. And he always adds something.
As a son and the coach in Pity, he's obviously very nervous at the moment. Will you sit down with the said president before the game tomorrow and just say, look, call your Jets?
Look, we might just let that slide until after the game. I don't want to bring things up in such a big game for the boys.
Oh,
but
oh, dear.
No, his presidency is it's in question. he said the other day about he's following Eddie McGuire's path. Well, doing the right thing about doing what Eddie did. Standing down very soon, I would have thought.
He didn't drag any of the players down with him, did he, last night?
I didn't hear any names.
I've heard names.
Oh no.
On a Thursday? No.
Self-sabotaging. Like,
this is bad.
It's really bad.
Gregory, this worries me.
Where did you get your intel from?
I can't mention it.
What does his first name start with?
Well, he starts with a H. Oh. And he has a brother that plays in your side.
Yeah, I got you.
Don't mention the Moss. I mean, I don't mention Hayden's name.
Hey, good intro to the show.
Am I loved back?
It. No, that was good.
You're being too careful of not doing the things that I took you off.
Our producer Derek said I get too loud.
You just lift us when you do that.
And I'm loving your fringe as well.
Yeah, I look like Dickie Knee from bloody Hey Hey Saturday.
The mistakes you made, loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of answers that need questions. I like that bit, Blue. Did you like that bit?
I take pride.
And the mighty North Adelaide will take on the Roosters last night. Well, that's the same team. They'll be playing.
Did I say that?
Yeah, an internal.
Did I say that?
Yeah,
Benny?
I'm just writing things down.
What are you doing here?
Who's that? Where's Hayden?
What are you doing?
What happened? You just said you wanted to get out of
here. Last year we said that's it. You'll never come on this show again.
No, I gave him one more opportunity.
Because you did Beyond Blue and I back.
Well, no one else would come in early because I need to get out of here. Honestly, I don't even want to do the show today.
Hey, Roy Laird. Rory Laird. He's on the show. Big news out of West Lakes.
Love this.
Big news.
5-year deal.
So Roos dug deep in his big money. Deep pockets, old Rupert.
Huge money they're talking to.
And Darcy Fogarty, the Fog, will also come on the show. So a bit of a Crows flavour today.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Mm. And we've got plenty more to talk about. We'll talk about the cricket, concussion rule. I'm just making this shit up as I go along. And Adelaide United take on Newcastle tonight at Cooper Stadium.
Do. Beautiful
go
night
you
for
Reds.
It.
Come on,
go
Reds.
You Reds.
United.
Here we go, Benny.
United.
The Adelaide Crows have stitched up Rory Laird, one of our favourites, and the wee man, the little nut, your boy.
The garden gnome.
Your boy.
Yeah.
Signed a 5-year deal with the Adelaide Footy Club. Yes. We're very proud of him. He joins us on this top rating rush hour. Good afternoon, Rory, and congratulations, mate. You must be proud that the deal's done.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's a bit of a weight off the shoulders and allows me just to sort of go out and play footy and enjoy that, so I'm pretty happy to get the deal done, and pretty much sums it up.
So, yeah, congratulations, Lady, and looks like you'll be a Crow for life. Take us back to the start of your career and who your mentor was at the club, who showed you the ropes and guided you in the right direction.
You had the best hair.
Yeah, there's a few blokes that sort of picked me up under there. Bernie didn't talk to me for a couple of years.
Oh, you said you are unreal. You reckon you made this, lad.
Shut this down, this interview.
Bern took me out for lunch actually pretty early on because I needed to learn how to kick, so he's probably one to study off. I do actually. Bernie was there. He was pretty nice to me.
I was there.
I've been telling people that wonder you're 2-time All-Australian and, 5-year deals, because I made you.
Yeah, there's a couple of clauses in there for you as well, as you know, just under the table. So
unrestricted free agent, that means you could have actually walked away from the Adelaide Footy Club and the club gets no compensation. How far did any talks or did any talks happen with other clubs? Because we hear a few rumours. Your good mate, Lachie Neal, up there at Brisbane, heard there was a few conversations there, yes or no?
No, it was pretty straightforward, mate. It sort of started late last year with Adelaide, and my management and I, and sort of didn't get what we wanted straight away, and it was just a matter of them talking over a period of time, and in the end it actually happened pretty quickly over the past 2 or 3 weeks, and to get it done before round one, it was a bit of, as I said before, a bit of a weight off the shoulders, so there wasn't too much traction elsewhere. I dare say if it went on for a bit longer it might have, but it was all done pretty quick.
Lady, you've started to drift through the midfield and learning that caper and been a wonderful back pocket player. Now, tomorrow you take on Port Adelaide and the stakes are a little bit higher tomorrow because the boys basically were done by 10 goals last week by Port Adelaide side in a practice match. I get all that. We all get all that. But what's the key word for tomorrow amongst the senior coaching staff.
The game's on Sunday as well.
Can we cut that question down just under 250 words, please?
So, regarding Sunday's trial game.
I think what he's meant to say is, what's your focus Sunday, lady?
Yeah. I'm a bit rattled, to be honest.
He's rattled. So am I.
What's the key word for Sunday, lady?
Oh, mate, I don't know. You just...
Keyword.
Well, is it operation intensity or operation tackle?
Yeah. Oh. I'll give you your keyword. Deal. Absolute deal.
Blue's lost it. He's not even on the mic anymore.
I don't know how to answer it.
Well, answer it, young man. I'll take your contract off it.
Oh, I dare say it's execution of the game plan, I reckon.
Okay. Well, that's what you need to say.
All right. Same with you, big fella.
Just execute the question.
No, I was thinking of other stuff when I was about to talk.
Maybe he's wearing a wig at the moment. I know you can't see him, lady, but geez, it's funny.
How
are you going to improve by 10 goals in 7 days' time against a very, very good Port LA footy side, as you know?
Yeah, it's, probably the first quarter and maybe the back half of the third quarter and not so much the fourth. We sort of played the way we wanted to, and it's a matter of actually executing that. They're pretty well drilled and, very, skillful and quick side. So we have to be able to limit that. So we looked at the tape and it was more so what we're doing at the end of last year, we didn't even get close to doing last week, or it was a very small period of time. So it's about actually executing that. And if we can do that, we can at least make it a lot more competitive than it was last week.
Hey, talk us through your best-looking midfield, Lairdy. You're a lock in there, obviously. Does Rory Sloan play through there in your best midfield? Does he go to a high half-forward role? Is Ned McHenry, Chase Jones, these guys going to get an opportunity? I tell you, two players I did like on the weekend in the earlier game, Luke Pedler and Sam Berry. Do they get an opportunity?
Yeah, they look great, mate. We played against them in the internal and all some of the... Like the Sloans and me and Matty Crouch a little bit against them, and they're really good around the ball. They're hard and they do the the tackles and inside outside. So I think definitely Sloaney rolls through there. Matty Crouch didn't play last week, so he'll I'm pretty sure will be back this week. So I think it's a mix of me, Sloan and Crouch, and then a couple of those other boys rolling in. And the thing is, a lot of them have the flexibility to play on a wing or, as you said, a high half forward. So I don't know the actual team yet. We've got a squad, but it'll be interesting to see the combination.
Now, mate, before we let you go, we haven't had you on for the for a long period of time. Now, off field, how are you tracking off field? You got a lovely lady. How's your car? Because you're always buying a new car.
Marital status.
Where are you at the moment?
Yeah, no, got a lady, and I've got a new car as well. So
what are you? Hello.
Fast women.
I bought a Kluger.
Family car.
It's better than that brown one I had.
He did have that brown one.
You got a brown car, Jumpstart.
No, I got a lovely.
It's brown.
It is. It is
you gave me some feedback on that, Giles. So
thank you.
What was the feedback?
I just said it was shite. Now, lady, you lovely lady. What's she do, mate? Let's just delve into that part of your life. Is she a lovely young lady? And where'd you meet?
Yeah. She works she does rostering for a medical company. I actually forgot the name of the company, it's pretty recent.
Obviously doesn't care too much about her.
And did she know you were a young footballer, or she had no knowledge that you were a footballer?
He would have told her.
I think she just looked at the beautiful, the face and the hair.
The ring.
That was pretty much it, mate.
Ran the other way.
Bernie, you are.
That's why I brought him up.
I like it.
Hey, now you've got a 5-year deal on huge money, they're talking. Any danger of shouting any of the boys?
That's your mail. You've got mail.
Any danger of that bloke shouting? I've texted 3 blokes and they've all come back the same thing.
I can probably guess who they are, so I'm not going to name names, but I dare say it's the other way around for most of those blokes.
Yeah, well said, lady. Beautifully said, mate, good luck for the year. Have a good hit out on Sunday against Port Adelaide. And thanks for your time, mate, and welcome. Welcome to staying at the Adelaide Footy Club for five more years.
Welcoming to the Footy Club. He's been there for 8 years.
How are you going today, buddy?
I don't like Fridays.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Rory Laird there from the Adelaide Crows, staying another 5 years.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Good that you cut your questions down a little bit too.
I was just going to say, we ran out of time, but Laird, you were going to be asked these questions from Jars. What is the goal for the meaning of the important word this weekend after discussions with internal leadership group with any plans for coaching focal points? Question number two was, is there a focus on player individuality, group focus stances on playing group win-loss ratio of the Crows 2021 season highlights?
Yeah, all right.
I get it. Come around for a roast.
None of the above will happen.
Okay.
Oh, he's gone.
What about yesterday, Jars? Just for people that might be listening for the first time this week, you lost your bet, so you've got to wear a wig until Tuesday.
Oh, no. Have a look at this thing. Here it is. Family. Oh, it's very small.
You're going to have to grow.
No, I think it's back to front.
You're going to. And it's a black, shiny, curly, wavy. And it's a toupee. It's not a wig. So you've
it
got
is
your
a toupee,
gray,
yeah.
Bits sort of hanging out.
Well, he wears a hat with it, so you can't really see
I've got the hat off now. I've been wearing it.
You need to have it out in public a little bit more. I feel like you're letting yourself down, letting us down.
My head is too big for a small wig, for starters.
Is it an S? Is it an S? S, small.
Well, it must be, because it doesn't fit.
I think that's an XL.
When I was lying in bed with Maz last night, it was sliding on and off my head.
I think there needs to be a question mark about the size of your head.
Oh, hang on.
What did you say?
Talk
then?
About the wig on your head. Well, you think it's funny, you two.
We need to put a GoPro on this, this wig.
Right.
No.
To see how many K's it's done, has
well,
it?
Just to see where you go.
Well, I went down the beach with it this morning.
Yeah, caught up
How'd
with Carly Bitt.
I beg your pardon?
How did that go?
I had a lot of funny looks.
What about when we went to the cricket?
Well, one bloke at the canteen thought I looked like bloody...
Dicky knee.
And actually,
they don't look at my eyes. Guess where they're looking?
At you.
To see if it's real or not. So it's quite embarrassing.
The good thing about it is
I haven't washed it.
I think people would think you're trying to actually get you're actually serious. The people that haven't heard this radio show, so they double look and they're a bit nervous to ask you because they're thinking they asked me a few times once you'd walk past. Is he having a midlife crisis what's going on? Like, he's trying to just go.
Because there are people like I pride myself. I pride myself on my wig or toupee spotting. So if I think there's someone, you know, that might just be, I try and inch a little bit closer.
Any doubt here? Or
no, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. But how did it go with Maz? Was she all over you?
Not too good. I came home last after we did our bit down there at Adelaide Oval and I got home and g'day love and had it on. And
did she mention it? Did you tell her it's got a name?
No. She just said, you look ridiculous. What are you doing? Because I've got the greyish beard and, you know.
Looks a bit front heavy at the moment. She's a bit far forward.
She basically grabbed her keys, took the dogs and went to her dad's house. She's embarrassed.
It's on back to front, I'm sure.
I reckon it's front heavy.
Is it? Have I got it on wrong?
Well, lip. It starts halfway back at your head and finishes
on your nose. So I'm going to have a shower in it tonight. I'll shower in it tonight and then give it a wash and then comb it out a bit and see how we go.
And what commitments have you got on the weekend?
None
sound like Roo at the moment.
None now.
Are you bunkering down, are you?
I'm going to stay indoors, yes. It's not funny. It's a long weekend I've got to stay indoors because of you.
And beautiful weather too. Great to be out of doors.
Oh, great.
How good to be down the beach, swimming and beautiful swim.
So, it's itchy. It's uncomfortable. I'm not used to it. I don't like it. I don't feel me. I think I've lost my identity. I don't really know who I really am anymore.
Don't go swimming too close to the jetty.
Why is that, buddy?
Well, the fishermen will be throwing their squid jig in trying to catch it.
Imagine reeling that in.
Shut up. Snap their rod. Catch all
we
the
got
water.
One.
Yeah, well, there's one.
Now, let's just quickly address this issue. Yes. The Breakfast Boys ruined Ditz.
Yes.
Now, Ditz regards us as the B team here at Triple M. Mm. All right?
Part-timers,
and I wish we could find an A team within the building.
Part-timers. Yeah. Oh, there's not one in the building?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. We're as close as an A-grade side going around.
Yes.
All right? So
yep.
It'd be nice if we could find a team that's right up there in, as an A-grader. But that's who Ditz regards us as the B team. Yeah. Now, Tommy Rotcliffe. Who has a wonderful career with us when he comes on this show.
Loves coming on the show.
Made him.
Well, thank you, Hayden. Now, he was on the breakfast show the other morning dishing out his material because we get it.
Yeah.
We laugh because it's real laughter.
Very
funny.
It's
not a soundtrack, but we laugh.
Funny.
Very funny. But Tommy Jonas was on the show, the Brekkie show.
He was on our
show.
On our show. And let us know.
Talking about Rotcliffe's poor experience on the breakfast show.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, that's
what happened.
Yeah, I think
you got
that.
Yesterday, you know, Tom Rotcliffe joined us yesterday morning. His weekly, you know, segment on the breakfast show.
Yeah.
Apparently he's had a little suck-up. He's the captain, Tom Jonas.
How is Rocky going? He's doing a fair bit of media these days.
Did some Recce stuff this morning.
Did he really? With who?
I didn't hear it. Who did he Recce? Ruined Ditz.
Okay.
I'm not sure he was happy with Ruined Ditz. You reckon a few of his gags didn't quite get the reception?
Yeah, see, they don't get around him. They're selfish. They're selfish.
Spot on.
We get around the boys.
Yeah.
Hey, it'd be funny then.
It'd be funny.
Yeah.
I'll laugh if it's
simple
funny.
As that.
We don't fake laugh here.
Yeah.
Gooses.
We don't have canned laughter on our show.
Oh, we don't get them. Get them around them if you're A grade. That's
yeah,
all.
Exactly.
There you go.
I reckon there was a little fake laugh from Roo just towards the end there with
they
about 5
laugh.
Seconds to go.
They don't
now,
laugh.
The well, they don't make me laugh.
I just want to. Ditz said that Tommy's part of their team.
Yes,
and
he is.
And if you're part of your team, you get around them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I gave you a message earlier in the week about this.
Yes.
There
and
you go.
You've pulled your head in since?
There you go.
I think.
So I'm led to believe that Tom Rotcliffe has gone back to Port Adelaide and said that he does not want to go back on that breakfast show for the rest of the year.
So Rush Hour exclusively.
This is the intel I've received the last 24 hours.
Fair enough, too.
And he has spoken to our management that he no longer wants to go on that breakfast show moving forward.
The other thing, too, they got him to read the sport out a couple of weeks ago and he didn't. I think it was probably the environment that he was in. He felt anxious. He felt nervous.
Set up a semi-final against Naomi Osaka.
Yeah.
Ash Barty is on court this morning against 25th seed Caroline Muchova. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that'll be.
I'm glad you're doing it, Tommy. I usually leave these to Ditz.
I feel like they think like he may be coming for their spot or something. Yeah,
maybe he is.
Well, they shut him down pretty quick.
Yeah, they do. But anyway, that's the issue we've got. So we've got to rebuild poor Rock when he comes back on our show. Tommy Jonas can handle himself.
Yep.
But Tommy's not a, you know, he's not, he's a.
What is he not?
Well, he's a bookman, isn't he? He's a bookman.
What was that?
Thomas.
You played a nice
straight.
Forward defence.
He's talked about a book.
Tommy straight.
Right. Cricket shot and talked about a book.
Yeah, but he's book smart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Where Tommy's street smart.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was my wig. My wig's doing noises.
That was not how
it is. My wig's making some noises.
You can't
I apologise, family. Yeah. It just slipped out.
It smells like driving past the West End Brewery.
Well,
you know that smell?
No.
That
he
actually
didn't just
happened.
Do that. He didn't just do that.
That actually happened.
But
that's how I do it.
Like, maybe if you need a burp, you just face away from the mic. You leap forward and burp right into it.
I actually don't care. I don't give a
stuff. No, you don't. What's on the show, Jazz?
What's next?
I gave you a good opener, eh? Now, you want to hear the ape this morning? I'm back.
Nah, you're back.
And these boys were clapping me.
Are we still on?
We are.
Right.
Yeah.
What's
Cook KG. This young man needs a very, very good year at the Adelaide Crows.
Does he?
And he's much loved, likes the argy bargy, but I like him to focus a bit more on the footy. He joins us on the Rush Hour, Darcy Fogarty. Good afternoon, Darcy. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, they tell me Mark Ricciuto mentors you.
Yeah, Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, maybe get it changed.
No, he's the great man. So
All right, don't go there. He's not the great man.
Who is? You are, Jazz.
No, not at all.
Do you want a mentor?
Tony Modrell's the great man.
Do you want
Sean Wren's the great man?
Oh, should
Darren Robert Jarman's the great man?
Who could mentor the Fog then? If you say there's other options.
Well, what about you putting your hand up?
I'm not a key forward.
Come on, let's talk to the Fog.
Hey,
he's a good boy.
I saw a photo recently of you, Fog. Jeez, you're ripped.
Ooh,
well, what's changed? You've lost a bit of fat, or you're running better? What's happened?
Skin folds.
I reckon I've put it back on since that photo's come up. Good boy. She's not looking too flash anymore.
Oh, no.
No, but seriously, Fog, we're hearing, you know, reports you've had a great pre-season. So why is this one being better than the rest?
I don't know. I reckon with the COVID stuff, having to stay in Adelaide sort of helps a little bit. We're able to train a bit more as a group. Tom Lynch really helped me out this off-season, doing, I don't know, extra running sessions and sort of going into the club and jumping on the lippy. So that's all probably helped out a little bit, and probably not going at home. Mum's good feeds, so I didn't get them. So, yeah, sort of been a bit of everything.
Going back to Lucindale and tucking into that Christmas pudding, mate. We've all been there before. Hey, talk us through James Raleigh's influence on you. I know he hasn't been at the club too long, but just run us through that.
Yeah, James, he's great. I think everyone, especially all the forwards, love working with him. He's honest, he's clear, and he sort of goes into bat for you, which is really good. And as a player that struggles a little bit, he fills you with a lot of confidence. So, I think a lot of boys are enjoying having him around, and it should be good.
Hey, Fog, before we get on to this Sunday's game, last Saturday, good hit out against Port. How did you go?
Not too bad, I guess. Not too flash. Just sort of in the middle. I don't know. Took a lot of things out of the game. They're a quality side, so it's really good to go up against them again. And, yeah, it'll be a good test for us, I reckon.
It's going to be tough for spots. So I just went through some of the key forwards in your group at the moment. Walker, Fogarty, Himmelberg, Lynch, Frampton, and Thilthorpe went pretty well in the early game on the weekend. Probably only two or three spots available there, isn't it? So real competition.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, actually. It's really exciting for the whole key forwards, I guess, to battle against everyone and really push for spots. It's created an unreal amount of competition, and everyone's sort of going after it, so it's pretty exciting.
Fog, what are you going to focus on, say, this weekend if you're playing in the trial game? What's going to be your big priority? Are you going to work a lot harder up the ground? Are you going to try and get more touches? Or what's your focus for this Sunday, please?
Yeah, probably getting up out of the ground. Helping defensively will be a big focus for not only me and whoever's playing. And for all the key forwards in both games, so that'll be one. And then just creating the contest wherever it is, so not getting out marked, and then getting after her when she's on the ground.
Mate, what about off-field? How are you rolling off-field? Have you got a lovely partner? Do you go surfing? Do you paint? Do you go pottery classes with your girlfriend? What do you do, young man?
I'm into my golf at the moment, and there's a few boys that are into it, so good fun. There's a bit of a rivalry happening at the moment at the club.
Pottery classes?
Well, him and Rue. This is Rue and Fog.
What? Who's behind who?
Fog's behind Rue. Because Rue does look a little bit like Demi Moore.
He does actually. Hey, run me through a shot you had last week, was it, at Glenelg? Hit it on the 17th tee. Over the water. What happened there?
Yeah, I just out-muscled Glenelg the other day.
Oh, that's the boy.
17th, dog leg left.
Yeah.
What, hit it over, bombed it over the water?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently.
Jeez, what are we off the front tees?
It's a little fairway finder out there.
Now, I think he was hitting off the women.
Fog, you know, G blew it's off. What are you off now? One or two?
No, I'm on two. I'm drifting.
Well, why don't you take the young man out and show him?
I'd love to.
What's your handicap, Fog?
It's only about 11 at the moment, so I'm struggling.
That's all right.
That no, 11's tidy, good.
Tidy. Burn.
Yeah.
What's yours, Ben? Again, you bet that, ain't you?
About eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
Yours, Charles?
I beg your
48.
Pardon.
Yours, Charles? Your handicap?
48.
Minus 48.
Don't go up that
it's
high.
NA, I think it
yeah,
is.
All right, all right. It's not about us, about young Fox.
Oh, sorry.
So everything all right off field there? You got, like I said, a lovely partner you're looking after or not?
No, I'm looking after myself at the moment.
Good boy.
Well, sell yourself. Yeah. There could be a lovely young lass listening.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Smooth.
That's the boy. Oh, they're all, look at the phones are just lit up.
Oh, look at ladies. He's going on the back line. Next.
Good luck.
Young Darcy, all the best, all right? Obviously, the Crows are heading in the right direction. We've got a new chairman in Johnny Olsen, a new CEO as of yesterday in Timmy Silvers. Nixie's second year in the job. You've got some great assistant coaches. So all the best, mate. Enjoy every minute of it, and hopefully you get your flag in the ground for round one.
Perfect. Thanks very much for that.
Take care, buddy. There he is, Darcy Fogarty from the Adelaide Crows. And what a lovely young man.
Well, you kept clipping him.
Oh, I did not clip him.
You clipped him on the intro.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you said
no,
you need to go after the footy more.
No, but he admits that as well. He's just got to start working. Because I love his argy-bargy, but do it when you've got some touches behind you and a couple of snaggers. Did you call him Jars Raleigh, the assistant coach down there?
I called him something.
You didn't say him correctly, did you?
James Raleigh.
And Raleigh who?
Phil Thorpe.
Now, do
that's
we add
how you
that?
Say it. So what's wrong with him?
Do we add that onto the clip Jars gave you before we started recording with Darcy?
What's he? It's all because of Instagram, this, isn't
I think it is.
Like he's
still
sour.
It's gone to his head.
No,
it's gone
sour.
To your head.
He's
that
sour.
Many followers, it's gone to your head. 5,500
already bloody logged in.
Filthied up.
Yeah.
Oh, filthy up. Well, this is the rush hour that won't be, too much longer on air.
Why is that?
We're not on air.
Because when I leave, it shuts down.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right, for a Friday, mate. Now, Gregory, you must admit they've been pretty good this week.
No, I've liked it.
Burns
really
done a fantastic job.
He's changed it up
a little
bit.
And you know what? I need to get around you blokes because you have supported me. Because someone tried to sabotage and bring this segment down while I was away.
You did.
And I feel like you've both embraced me.
Well,
since
I've always
back.
Embraced you. No, I don't
well,
know about
see what
Gregory.
It's like with a bit of support behind you.
Yeah,
you know, I never felt like I had that. And, you know,
well, I wasn't here to support. So
no, okay.
I now know who you're talking about.
I sound like Bugs Bunny a bit.
Yeah,
don't
you do. Yeah. And don't do that on Sunday too on the Triple M call.
Clean bill of health.
Where are you going on Sundays? Down at Panther Park.
Yeah,
Flinders Uni Oval.
Why don't you ask him once we're done? Because this is my bit.
Sorry, Bern.
Anyway, I have. In particular, Jars, you have supported me this week.
Thank
and you reckon you've learned something. Have a listen.
You know what? The last three fun facts have been outstanding. I've learned so much. Correct.
So what have you learned? Like, what can you remember any of them?
As Sanguinians, we only focus on the present.
It's just a yes or no answer for me.
Well,
thanks.
I can't remember them. Can you, Greg?
Well, let me...
Hang on. Ask him the question, please.
Well, this is about me and you at the moment.
Well, what about Greg?
Well, I'll throw some words out. Well, do you remember any? Or I'm going to run. I'll run you through a few, and you say
like
what
you
want. You
remember them, do you?
Well, I don't.
Okay, Jars.
I think I could remember a few. Yeah,
Jars. See, Jars, you said the last three have been fantastic.
Yes,
so I'll read the last
been
three.
Outstanding. Okay.
And you can have a go, Blue, if you want. Do you remember what a box tent was?
A little heater in a food container.
No. Wrong.
No. The little thing you put in a pizza box that keeps the topping
yes.
from the...
Yeah, but that's what I was about to say. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, you're about to say that.
I well, said a box.
Because it's called a box tent, so you
close.
Just repeated
well
the question, did
okay.
you? Okay, and the second one before that was... Oh, a minimus.
That's something in your little finger or toe.
Well done, Jars.
Shit!
It's a tick. Well done. Blue, what have you got that?
I would have
back
got that.
Back in the classroom.
Got that.
I
so you're two from two?
Gillis Plains High School.
Yeah, two. So this is, I'll give you a pass. Out of the three, if you get two from three, Jars, right. I'll believe you.
Okay.
Vegetus. Now, what is that?
Well, I know that. I can remember.
Do
but
you?
I'll let Jars
remember
go.
Remember we had a good conversation around this because Jars's mind went all
no,
sorts
did.
Of
no,
places.
No, it didn't. It didn't go there.
Yeah, it did.
I think
like
it
that.
Did.
I'm not like that. Can I be honest with you? I got no idea.
Really?
Correct.
So you've learnt so much that you can only remember something in
okay.
your little toe.
Well, I apologise for saying that comment 3 days ago.
Okay, so no more rash comments like that anymore.
Well, I've made a
because
lot.
Because I get this false sense of security
I get it,
in
yeah,
this, okay.
okay? Well, can we get on with
Blue?
It?
Blue's going three for
well,
three.
Well, isn't it? It's the beautiful sound of a newborn baby cry.
Oh, it is.
It is! Yeah? Oh, three for three!
I'm just repeating what you've told us all week.
Oh, wow. How good's that? Always listening and actually taking it in. You just throw comments around and don't... What you say now, I just might as well just go in one side and out the other.
That wig's seeping into his brain.
Really he looks like he's heating up.
Okay.
Are you heating up?
Yeah, I'm getting a bit hot. Right, what have we got for today?
Nah, I'm done.
Oh, is
that's
that it?
No, it was just a recap of the week. Oh. What do you want? Do you want one today, dear?
Well, give us one.
Okay.
Well, pre-grand final cricket one.
Okay. What do you think, and this is a body part.
Yes, sir.
Something I'm going to say in the face region.
Right, okay? You are, Bert.
So we've had the gap in the eyebrows.
Yes, sir.
Remember that?
Mm.
What would a Columella Nazi be?
What? What? Say that again.
A Columella Nazi.
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 Nazi. You said Nazi.
I said Nazi, but you don't listen, so it doesn't matter what you think.
I reckon it's something to do with the ear.
Okay.
Oh, maybe. Oh.
Mm. Hey, where's my music?
It's still there. I was just like you think.
Okay.
Give him that one.
Greery.
I think it's in the nose region.
Ooh. All right, Ben.
It's in the nose region.
You want to be more specific? You're way off.
Is it not that the thing that separates your nostrils?
Oh, my God.
We get a lot of doctors.
The space between your nostrils is called a columella. Give me a hug, Greg.
Bang.
Oh.
All right.
This is arousing. I tell you, this is going to get me right up for tomorrow.
Good luck tomorrow.
This is the support I need.
All right. Good luck tomorrow against Midlington.
Well, I don't even know if you mean that or you're just saying it again.
Have a great long weekend, family. Look after yourselves. Drive safely and have some fun. Good luck, Gregory.
Breathe.
Good luck, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow morning on Dead Set Legends.
Yes.
All right.
Give me another cuddle, Greg.
Nah,
and you can wish him luck then as well, because it's before the game.
Yeah. All the best. See you tomorrow, family.
Make your mark, register at our win page. You could be going head-to-head to answer some AFL questions for $2,000 to spend at amazon.com.au. Unrivaled AFL access, untold stories. Watch the brand-new Amazon original series, Making Their Mark, on Amazon Prime Video from March 12th.
Fluke that.